Hello, and welcome to Slow Fiber Radio. This episode was recorded at our colloquium, Batik, Enduring Art of Dyers in Indonesia, on October 14th, 2018, in Berkeley, California. In this lecture, The Quilts of Yoshiko Jinzenji, our host Yoshiko Wada describes the work of master quilter Yoshiko Jinzenji. Join us now as we celebrate the enduring art of dyers in Indonesia.
I would like to introduce Yoshiko Jinzenji, wonderful artist from Kyoto, and I consider her the most innovative and quilt artist in the other forms of art. She's wearing all sorts of things that she has probably made and or dyed, and she likes to dye it with fresh bamboo. She had a studio, as I said, for 25 years in Bali, and she's kind of always searching for the ultimate white. It's like ecru, but a beautiful white, different kinds of white. And also, some of you may know, I had gotten her into making fashion in the 80s. How did you name that? 80s and early 90s. These are printed with sumi, and I think some of the quilt aficionado and the well-known quilt practitioners know her, and she's a star at the quilt festival and the conferences in the world, actually. And this is something she had made, which is very interesting. Also, and this is the latest collection she worked on, which is created with organic cotton. And organic cotton was processed in one mill called Taisho Boseki. And this man lead this whole sort of industry now. He was a pioneer in the organic cotton industry in Japan. Because most mills have gone out of the country for manufacturing, as you can imagine. But there were some facilities and engineers left and people left in Japan. And small way, but he turned it around and established organic cotton mill where they can make, with industrial processes, finest cotton that you can imagine. It's almost like a silk filament with organic cotton industrially. So what that means is that artists like her, she commissioned in this mill to make some yarns, which she took it to Bali to have it dyed. This one is mahogany and bamboo. Soga, this is soga and bamboo. And by the way, some areas in Indonesia, just a little bit of extra natural dye information. My teacher, Michelle Garcia, has gone to Indonesia. I thought it was Sumatra, because there are some islands, there's no mineral alum available. So they would use, traditionally, they have to use plant alum. There are plants that are bioaccumulator of aluminum, and they're called simplocos in that huge tree. And William Ingram in Bali and Michelle Garcia, they had perfected this process of really community got involved. Women can go up in high mountains to collect the leaves that's fallen on the ground because all the leaves have more alum in it. And they would bring it back, and William would buy it at very fair price because he didn't want to compete with the traditional dealers who bring them in and selling to the dyers. There's a little, a little competition there. Anyhow, so this way communities don't have to cut down the trees or sell the land. So some of these, I'm not sure if they had used that. It's called simplocos, and you can see the project. So she took those yarns, organic cotton yarns that's very beautiful, made in Japan, and she had studio there, dyed them in natural colors. Then she used them on the weft to create these varying stripes. And she calls it engineered quilt, which means she kind of pre-engineered certain patterns which can be again used to create patchwork design. So I'm just going to show quickly just a short video, I mean not video, PowerPoint, and to explain the process. If you are interested in this particular project she did in Bali, if you go to yoshikoquilt.com, that's Yoshiko Jinzenji, and /grasshouse, and the grasshouse is a studio she had named, and you can see it's bilingual, Japanese and English. So this is actually Arizona, and the organic cotton farm. So her organic cotton, the fiber came from North America, went to Japan, and Mr. Kondo, who is the engineer and who spearheaded this organic cotton industry, now all top designers, many, many artists and designers can have access to really beautiful organic cotton fabric in Japan as well. And Mr. Kondo was very inspired by Dr. Sally Fox, who had started the organic cotton movement in North America. So she made a series of, actually this is right now, last collection of quilts. Many of them are in different museums in North America, Museum of Art and Design and the University of Kansas in Lawrence. And many went to, very important quilts went to the International Quilt Museum at University of Nebraska. And those two, when she showed it in Japan, she's wearing this quite amazing silk kimono that she dyed in bamboo. And you can see what she means by this pre-engineered. So you see some of the patterns she created by weaving, and she had incorporated that in the geometric design. So these are the fabric and geometric designs, and these are all created in Bali, except not Arizona and Japan for the yarn part. And I'm just going to go quickly. And this is Mr. Kondo. He's the legendary person right now, bringing back. And also when we had the tsunami after the big Fukushima problem, he was also involved in the cotton planting, because cotton can grow in a quite salty soil. And it kind of conditions the land back to normal. So he spearheaded that, and it's a beautiful exhibition and showing, displaying her work. This is the cloth in Bali. You can see the color. She loved Indonesia. Actually, her father-in-law was very involved in Indonesia, especially Bali, and helped the government establish the ceramic center, because he realized that all the ceramics in Bali had to come from elsewhere. They didn't have ceramic industry or pottery. So she's been going to Bali for a lot longer than 25 years, decades. And it's a beautiful atelier, not too far from Denpasar. I have visited with my husband this place, and we really enjoyed it, and her son. And these are the fresh bamboo that's there abundantly. And she just cut them, they're fresh, and she cooks them. And you get this kind of ecru-colored liquid, and she strains it, and she dyes the fabric or yarns with it. And this is mahogany, and she used that in Sogo. She had a quite large atelier, so she supported the community there and created beautiful products, and they were all very appreciated in Japan. But what I was going to say is in the 80s, I got her involved with Sandra Sakata at Obiko, and Sandra loved what she was making and wearing. So she suggested that Yoshiko create a collection of fashion. And for a long time, Sandra had carried her fashion made in Indonesia, in Bali. Also, Cicada continued to do that. It was very, very popular in Bergdorf Goodman and so forth. And this is the studio in Bali. And she would make all sorts of things. This is a hammock. It's the ocean in outskirts in Bali. This was a quilt festival carnival in 2005. When we also, World Shibori Network also organized the International Shibori Symposium parallel to this event. And she was the featured artist in this quilt carnival. How many meters? Oh, 2,000 meters of these broadcloths. She dyed in Bali in bamboo. And it was a huge, beautiful display. And she had many of her quilts also. So that was just a glimpse into her world. And as I said, the Quilt Museum in Nebraska has many of her collection, including the early quilt that she chronicled the works of Junichi Arai. Those are very historical collections. So we're very happy to have her. Thank you so much for being part of this.